Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back from our very, very long hiatus. We are the Pin Me Pin Me Podcast. I am James.
And I am Jordan, and I cannot believe we are back.
I can't believe it either.
Oh my God. I just sitting there going, I want to tell the world about my opinions on wrestling. I just want to tell people my opinions.
And I want people other than me to have to hear them from him. So,
it is a great way to vent it out.
We are back.
We are back. I know I said we'd be back with video, but from today I've learned I have a lot of work to do in this studio. So we're actually recording live in the dark right now because now there's a buzzing. I'll figure it out. Anyways, until then, we are strictly audio. You can find us on Spotify and I think Apple products.
Correct.
And do we have Stitcher or CastBox?
I have no idea. You're the one who does that stuff. Okay.
All right.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to talk about the Wednesday Night Wars as we do.
Yes, which they may not remember that. Okay, let me, quick rundown. We talk about NXT and AEW, discuss both shows, talk about which one we like better, which one had better this, better that. Raw and SmackDown, we don't cover all that, that's just too much. We are also indie wrestlers. So, stay tuned to the end where we talk about our first match.
Yes, and we'll also be talking about any injuries that have picked up in the company or anywhere in general. Give you some newsworthy things. I actually think I'm going to kick off with that if you don't mind. Andrade has been suspended for 30 days due to violation of the wellness policy. Personally, I think he should be stripped of the title because you shouldn't be rewarded for not doing things the way you're supposed to. So, personally,
In my personal opinion, Brock breaks the 30-day must-defend title rule, so why don't we strip him of that?
Because he can defend the title. Andrade cannot defend the title for 30 days.
On the 30th day, he can.
No, he can't.
And he just defended it against Humberto, so that's 30 days suspension. Literally, the day he comes back, he has to defend his... I think they might strip him and do like a... This is a great way to do a tournament, even though Vince hates tournaments.
Well, yeah, because Vince is an idiot. But, so...
Yes, so we cover AEW, NXT. We will cover pay-per-views.
Correct.
Yes, pay-per-views. AEW pay-per-views, WWE pay-per-views, NXT pay-per-views, and if I can convince James, New Japan pay-per-views.
Not looking likely. Other news, AJ Styles out with a separated shoulder. Samoa Joe out with a concussion. And I believe Sasha Banks is also
something wrong with her ankle or something. Injury. And she's making a rap album.
Yeah, nobody wanted that.
On this channel, I will review the rap album.
Oh, good.
I want that to be known. Don't worry, it's coming, guys.
yeah, you'll be doing that alone. All right. So let's kick it off with AEW.
All Elite Wrestling. We open with Captain Moxley coming to the ring. John Moxley is still rocking an eye patch.
He's so dedicated.
He's a pirate, now known as Captain Moxley.
I like it. And sounds like some WWE writing.
He just cuts a promo saying, I mean, the takeaway line from this is when he went to Jericho and was like, it's not about the kind of man you are, it's about the kind of man you aren't. And I thought that was cool.
Yep.
And then Jericho came out. I wasn't feeling this promo, so...
No, me either.
Me yo-ho-ho and a bottle of dumb. That was stupid.
Yeah. But
then he said, you're stupid. I like that he reiterated it. Like, you're stupid. That's where it was funny, but then...
Yeah.
Outcome the Inner Circle.
Inner Circle, correct. They come out and Moxley goes, well, I've got the entire crowd behind me. Yet, did you notice nobody standing behind
Moxley? I was hoping the crowd just came in. Just a wave of people.
So then Moxley was like, well, 5-on-1, blah, 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 I can do it. And then they had 5 random people come up with the Inner Circle that are nobodies. And they were like, oh, yeah, well, we have more people. And then Moxley, like, mimes to the crowd, or mimes to the camera. He's like, 10? 10 people? All right, whatever. And he runs up and gives the Dirty Deeds or...
Dirty Deeds Paradigm Shift.
To...
Death Rider. To whatever you want to call
one
it.
One of the members.
Ortiz.
To Ortiz. Okay.
Which set up the match between him and Ortiz next week.
Yes. So, that'll... And then the security broke it up and, brawls, because AEW.
To be fair, security did their job.
Correct.
I mean, sure, one of them ate a paradigm shift, but you know.
He had it coming. Don't touch Pirate Moxley. All right, moving on.
Captain Moxley.
Whatever.
I'm just surprised security did their job. Then I'm just confused by the power rankings.
Oh, yes.
This is where they announced the match between Nyla Rose and Big Swole, who I guess they were technically undefeated this year, which is the new season.
Yes.
But I'm pretty sure Kira Statlander teamed up with Sheeta, and they both won, right, against the Nightmare Collective?
But that's a tag team.
Doesn't matter. Yes. They both are undefeated. It's just get your system down. Just don't ignore it.
Yeah.
We're getting back to the women's stuff. There's so much before that I forgot. We had the video package where MJF comes in with like a bag full of money.
To pay off the Butcher, the Blade, and the Bunny to take out the Young Bucks.
Yes. I thought this was dumb.
I think it would have been fine had the... is that the match that was next?
Yes.
Yes. So I think it would have been better if the Butcher, the Blade, and the Bunny looked at all like a threat.
But they're not. They really didn't. Defeated.
I mean, I like that they destroyed them after the match, but it's like, you didn't do the job. Unfortunately, the money that MJF just paid you was for nothing.
Well, no, because MJF says that's the point. It was to hurt him. It wasn't to win. It was to hurt him. Which they couldn't even... By the way, MJF on commentary was fantastic.
I love MJF. Dude's great.
He's not the reason I didn't like the video package. I just thought it was dumb. They're coming in. They're working on a butcher shop. Gives them the money. Camera turns around. They're all in gear. And I don't care about any of you guys. The Butcher rocks a monocle, and that's fantastic by me.
I'm a fan of the Bunny for obvious reasons.
But yeah, we jump into the Young Bucks versus the Butcher and the Blade.
Which was all Bucks match. The Young
Bucks looked really good in this match.
Yes.
The Butcher and the Blade, I don't think they had a good showing, but I just want to point out, like, the Young Bucks, I love the Young Bucks, but their tag team, they cut that ring in half.
Yeah.
They tag consistently.
And they actually tag.
It's great. Wait, no, that's not here yet. Never mind. Don't worry. So much rage. Yeah. I want everyone to know I do like AEW. So when I criticize the hell out of it coming up, don't be surprised. Don't be like, oh my god, he's just a WWE loyalist. I'm like, no.
The criticisms are well founded because if AEW hadn't promised all of these things, we wouldn't be attacking them for it. At least WWE never said, well, this is exactly what we're going to do. These are the rules, blah, blah, blah.
They do sometimes.
Yeah, yes.
I'm not picking sides. I'm looking at it. I got some negative things to say about NXT when we get there too. So it's not like AEW and NXT, those are the two shows we're talking about. So we like those shows the most.
Correct. Raw's better than AEW right now.
I don't think so. No, there's like two good things in Raw and that's it.
Yeah, more than AEW. Moving on.
There are a lot of good things. Like, speaking of, Hangman Page. So Kenny Omega comes out to help because the Butcher and the Blade jump him afterwards. And then in comes, straggling behind him, holding his fucking goddamn beer or whiskey, whatever it is. Hangman Page runs to the ring, hands Matt Jackson, hold my beer, does his buckshot lariat, picks up the beer, and goes, just leaves. Hangman, they've done a complete 180 on him.
So we're going to talk about that promo now since it's right next to it. So it's
not in order of my notes, but okay, whatever.
It makes sense to talk about it now. So there's a promo in the back where Kenny is talking to the Young Bucks, and they're like, oh man, the Young Bucks are like, oh, I can't wait for us to get into tag title contention, and it's going to be awesome, blah, blah, blah. And then Adam comes up, and he's drunk, and he goes, dude, you see we got our nameplates? They made them for everybody. Here are your guys's for when you actually get gold.
Well, you're like, you might need them someday, you know, when you face us, you know. Best tag team in the world.
Yeah.
He calls them the best tag team in the world while he's holding the fact that he has a title and they don't. It was awesome because he is a dick and I love it. It was great. Hangman Page is the best thing in AEW right now.
I agree with that.
Hands down.
It was not something I thought I would be saying, but they really won.
Complete 180. Because James didn't really care for Hangman. I've always been a Hangman fan. But they really put it in a way where we don't care about him.
Yeah. And then they they've
completely turn them around.
Yeah, so I really like it.
They did for me for the Dark Order, and then they turned it back.
Yeah, we'll see when Brody Lee becomes their leader.
It's not Brody Lee. It was supposed to be Marty Scurll. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, I heard about that.
God, I would have took that Ring of Honor deal. I mean, I would have took it anyways. That's a sweet fucking deal.
Right.
But, okay. That promo happens. It was great. It's set up an 8-man. It's the Butcher of the Blade, which I don't care about, with the Lucha Bros, who I do care about, versus Hangman and the Elite. So Kenny Omega.
Oh, did they actually announce
this? Yeah, Nick and Matt Jackson. Yeah, it's an 8-man tag. So
No, but they announced the other team for the Butcher and the Blade?
Yeah,
it's the Lucha Bros. Oh,
you didn't see that picture with the Lucha Bros?
No, I didn't.
Come on. The fact that they're still in this company and haven't held gold yet is ridiculous.
Dude, they've been a company since October.
I don't care. They're the Lucha Bros. They are the best tag team. But
that's fair.
I'm going to think there's going to be some infighting, which is going to eventually lead at Revolution to Young Bucks versus Kenny Omega and Hangman Page.
For the titles?
For the titles,
yeah. Not a bad idea. Yeah. All right, moving on.
Moving on to the only women's match on AEW's card today.
Nyla Rose versus
Big Swole.
Yeah. Sloppy. Nyla Rose is...
I'm not a Nyla Rose fan.
I'm not either.
And I'm not... She won, so she's the number one contender. And I am not... I do not want to see Nyla Rose versus Riho again. By the way, where the hell is Riho?
Yeah, I mean...
That was a...
Britt Baker cuts a promo later in the night and even calls out the fact that Riho doesn't show up.
I think they should have covered their tracks. They should have got rid of Riho. This is the second pay-per-view coming up with, like, almost no build for the women's title.
Yeah.
And she had obligations to Shimmer. So why would you put the title on her if this is the case?
I agree with that.
She's not Brock Lesnar. She hasn't been there enough to establish who she is. So every time the pay-per-view comes around, why do I care? They need to get this, like I said, they need to get the tag titles off SCU. They need to get the women's title off Riho because it's not working right now.
Correct.
And Nyla Rose versus Riho again is
not the match I want.
I'm sorry. That's my bathroom break at the pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Like, if that's what they do, that's my bathroom break. I'm sorry, guys. You have Sheeta and Kira Statlander. And you're not using any of them against Riho? No, it's Nyla Rose. I don't care.
Yeah.
Also, I don't watch Dark, so stop.
It's going to be on TV soon.
Yeah,
so you're gonna
and then when it gets on TV, I'll care. Which is going to throw our schedule off just a little bit.
Mostly because I don't know what day it is.
Exactly. But, yeah, so it's just AEW's women's division is...
not great.
They got the talent. They have the talent. They're just not doing anything with it.
No.
There's no storylines. Britt Baker's the only interesting thing going on right now.
That says a lot.
And, like, she hasn't been interesting since...
she started?
With Bea Priestley. Which, VT Dubs, where's Bea Priestley?
No idea.
Where's Jamie Hayter? Where's all these people?
Yeah. They definitely have the talent. They're just... You want to focus on set people at a time. Because you don't have a huge division. And I've heard rumor that they're going to do a women's tag division in the future. Which is hopefully better than WWE.
Here's what they need to stop... thinking about that right now. Think about fixing the women's division before you think about tag belts. Just like when they introduced the 6-man tag titles, which I thought was cool. Get a mid-card title. You have so much talent, like in the male side of things, you need a mid-card title.
Agreed.
This needs to be made. Like, get to it.
Yeah. Like, this is something Sean Spears would be the like, this is where you could use him the best. So, all right. Moving on.
Moving on to SCU versus Hybrid 2.
Hybrid 2 should have won.
To be fair, SCU were just the tag champs. They just lost them last week. Which you could have done a thing where they lost because it's like, well, we lost those titles. They didn't really say it, announce it, but the commentator said they have a rematch coming. So I guess there are rematch clauses in AEW. That would be something to explain to the audience.
Right.
Just
a thought.
I mean, I didn't get my own company off the ground, though, so...
Yet.
It's coming. Party Boys Wrestling. PBW. No one take that. Write it down. We'll get the fucking trademark for it. Anyways, I love Hybrid too. Like, this is the first time I've seen them in a tag match in months, I want to say.
Yeah, it's been a while, and I love those two. Like, those two, like, I was a fan of both those dudes back in Lucha Underground, so I was very happy to see they signed with AEW, and I just wish that they were doing more.
They might be on Dark. I don't watch Dark. I shouldn't have to yet, either. Like, they need to focus. You're still kind of not established. I know. They just signed a 4-year, million-dollar contract, but still, multi-million-dollar contract. Still, establish yourselves, man.
Agreed.
Oh, what? Sorry, I lost. And I totally skipped a match. okay, we're going to do this one, then I'll go back to the one I skipped. Because, you know, we're still working on it, guys. We'll get better, hopefully. Anyways, SCU take on Hybrid 2. Hybrid 2 was very impressive. SCU got the win.
Then the Dark Order came out and were trying to tempt Christopher Daniels.
They're like, the Exalted One doesn't like what you did. And it's like, whatever, bring it, bro. I like how after the match, Christopher Daniels, who was manager, takes his shirt off, goes in the ring, and celebrates.
Yeah, and they were all wearing like Kobe Bryant jerseys. You know.
One thing that pissed me off about this was JR, I don't like his commentary anymore. He used to be like my dream guy, but I just get him off commentary.
I agree. I think it's time.
Like, I used to love JR and the King, but they've both passed their prime, so get rid of them. But anyways, he's like, he's pretty much saying how stupid Hybrid 2 is, because he's like, see that thing hanging there? That's a tag rope. Allegedly, you hold it to tag your partner in. And I'm like, what? Why are you being a bitter old man, dude? Just, that's not something you call out.
No. Like, and that's the thing, like, as long as they are tagging, that's the important thing. The tag rope, yes, is there, you know, as an aesthetic piece, but, like, the commentator's job is not to bury the talent because of stuff like that.
But JR's like, not a good commentator anymore.
No.
He's fine with guest appearances, but he shouldn't be weekly. Not to mention, he probably doesn't even know who's in Hybrid, too.
Probably not. All right.
Moving back on to the match I skipped. Also, during the Nyla Rose match, the JR was like, the crowd's booing because they were really rooting for Big Swole. And I'm like, no shit, JR.
Well, no. That's not what they were booing. They were booing because nobody wants to see Nyla Rose in the title picture again this soon.
Not this soon, no. Like, and she hasn't really established herself because not everybody watches freaking Dark.
Stop. Jordan. If you're an AEW actual fan, you do watch Dark. Because no. I watch Dark every week.
No, that's not how it works. I watch the televised stuff.
Yeah, I watch the free stuff because it's way easier to find.
No. What do you mean? You don't like Hulu Plus? Okay. I don't want to get back into the Fox debate. Anyways, the match we skipped was between Cody v. Kip Sabian.
Oh, yeah, it's because it wasn't necessary to talk about. No,
Arn got involved, which was dumb.
Arn got ejected from ringside, rightfully so, because, I don't know. So, Penelope Cruz threw her shoe, and, like, Arn picked it up. And I don't know if it was a senior moment in the ring when he went up to the ref and was like, what is this, a shoe? What is this? It was the dumbest thing. He didn't need to be in the ring. It was so dumb. I'm sorry. As much as I'm not a huge Cody fan, and neither is Jordan, he didn't need a manager. The dude talks fine. Here's the dude does everything fine.
I would describe it. I see the appeal in Cody Rhodes, and I would never take it away from anyone, but I wouldn't stand in line for it. You know what I'm saying?
I hate you.
That is a community quote, but they were talking about Paul Rudd. I love Paul Rudd.
Shut up.
So is Cody. Shut up. And then, so like, Penelope Cruz and Kip Sabian are being all gross during this match too, so they try to like kiss again, but up pops Joey Janela, so they both kiss his cheeks. This match was super overbooked. I can't. There's too much going on.
Correct. I thought that part was funny though with Joey Janela. Oh, it was so funny. Cody wins, unfortunately, with overkill, because he does
three crossroads.
Crossroads three times. Yeah,
it is overkill.
Like,
I mean.
Because not for nothing, your opponent has to stand on their own weight for that move. So you pretty much just proved that your move doesn't do anything.
Kayfabe, that's not how it works, James.
I'm aware. Well, you're trying to tell me Cody can deadlift that Kip Sabian? I doubt it.
Kip Sabian's not that heavy. He's like 160.
Regardless.
I'm just saying it was overkill.
Yeah.
We're the only people I know who aren't big fans of Cody, so...
Well, and then they were talking about the fact that he's a, you know, MJ, he's coming for MJF. And I'm like, MJF is barely involved in this feud right now. Like,
what do you mean? He's lashing him next week.
Yeah, that's weird. Why?
And then the week after, he's doing the steel cage with Wardlow.
I didn't even see that part. Wardlow.
God. We're on the go-home show.
Yeah.
All right. I can't swim, JR.
Oh, yeah. When he forgot to mention that MJF. Because he got thrown into the pool.
MJF is just great. But, yeah, I guess moving on. Pac cuts a promo.
Pac. I thought you said Pat, and I was like, who the hell is Pat?
Pac-Pat. Pac-Pat. Now I said Pat. Pac-Pac.
So Pac, outside.
Promo.
In a weird area.
It's fine. It's outside. It's raining. He's on steps. The question you should be asking yourself is, why is he in his gear?
Yeah.
You didn't have to. You could be in street clothes. I get it. You're shredded. You could be in pants.
Like, but it's the one thing I don't understand is when wrestlers are doing, like, promos outside of a ring or outside of a backstage area. And they're in ring gear. Like, unless you're, like, Moxley, who wears, like, street-looking clothes.
That's why it's weird. It's, like, just be in your streets, man.
It doesn't feel organic when you're in your skivvies.
Keep your gear for promos at the venue.
Because, and the other thing is take yourself out of being a wrestling fan. If I saw a dude in his underwear on a street corner talking to a camera, I'd probably go the other way and be real freaked out.
I would try to get involved. That sounds like my kind of party.
You're a big,
anyways,
shredded man.
Here's where rant's warning. He pretty much was talking about Moxley, but then he was talking about, I still want my rematch, Omega. No more waiting. Blah blah blah. Next week there will be blood. I get it. Okay, there are the main rivalries, and you can do other stuff, but they are all over the place right now.
So, and a huge part of that is you are overbooking certain stars. I'm fine with having the interlocked storyline with other things. That's fine. But you have a bunch of other people on your roster you could be using in other stuff. And instead, you have Kenny Omega in three feuds, essentially.
Best wrestler in the world. And that's the thing. I'm sorry. Do you remember when Joey Janela was messing with Sean Spears?
No.
Dropped? Okay. What about Sean Spears looking for a partner to take on the tag team division? What? Was that dropped? Oh, dropped?
No, it's on Dark.
Is it seriously?
Yeah.
I don't care. That's why. Stop it. Work on the main show first, then do your... They've been doing the sideshow since the start. Focus on your main show. I'm just saying. And then Bucks versus the Dark. Everything is just all over the place, and it's getting confusing. Because now Kenny's doing this thing with Hangman in the Bucks, but yet Pac still wants some action. And then what happened to his trainer, Mikazaki or whatever his name is? It's just, they're all over the place. And I get, if they have a feud, they don't need to face every week. But, like, focus on one thing for each character is all I'm saying.
Correct.
It's confusing.
Agreed.
All right.
And where's Brandon Cutler? My favorite job.
No. You should be asking yourself where Jimmy Havoc is.
That's a good question, too.
Yeah, without a staple gun, it's like, what's the point?
Yeah.
Why watch AEW? There's no staple gun. Okay, we get to the main event, which is Private Party and Darby Allin.
Weird doesn't combo. Make any sense.
Doesn't have to, they're team face. Versus the Inner Circle.
Doesn't make sense. No, I'm just kidding.
And with the Inner Circle of Santana Ortiz and Jericho, I should specify.
Yeah.
Because for some reason, Hager can't have a match.
Is he still in that?
I don't know. He hasn't had a match yet.
Has it been boring? And he had his
What about his thing with Dustin Rhodes?
Oh, yeah.
See? That's the thing. They're doing too much.
I forgot about that.
Anyways.
All right. So, I actually didn't see this match.
Why weren't you watching this match?
I was in the bathroom.
All right, I'll give you the rundown. So Darby Allin comes in on a skateboard. And it's like, you know, sorry, Rabbit, but tricks are for kids.
What?
Oh, Okay, no. So they have a match.
Okay, stop it. All right.
I love Jericho's character. I don't care for his wrestling anymore. I'm not going to lie.
No.
He's got really good character. Like, he knows how to wrestle. He knows everything about wrestling. He's a genius, really, at wrestling. But I hate the Judas effect. I think it's like one of the... I hate striking finishers. The only striking finisher I care for is the Black Mass, and that's because that's freaking sweet. The Judas elbow looks stupid, and Andrade does the same thing, and it looks way better.
Yeah, it does.
Because it's like a fake out. It's just... Anyways, that's how the match ended. Obviously, Jericho hits the Judas effect on Isaiah Cassidy and gets the win. Although, before that, there was a false finish with a 450. Like, I almost believed it. I was like, what? Private Party's about to get a win over Jericho? Nope. Darby Allin does a coffin drop to the outside onto Hager.
Oof.
Yeah, and I'll tell you right now, as a wrestler, I would never do the coffin drop.
Why?
Because you're going to... He's going to kill his fucking tailbone. Yeah. I swear to God, that shit's going to be shred. Like, Darby Allin doesn't care. I saw interviews with him. The man has no fear. He doesn't care if he, like, he could lose a leg and he'd still do what he does.
Agreed.
I'm just saying. So, Inner Circle wins. Captain Moxley comes to the rescue at the end because they decide to jump him after Sammy Guevara, like, beats up Darby Allin with a skateboard. Which you gotta think, there's gonna be a Darby Allin Sammy Guevara match sometime soon.
I did like the, they did the... The only way I remember it is how, like, when Undertaker used to do it, when he would take the chair and shove it in your throat and then bounce it off the ground. I like that they did that with the skateboard with Darby Allin. I thought that was really funny. Like, I thought it was a nice little callback.
Yeah. But, yeah, Jon Moxley comes to the rescue and we go off air.
Yeah. That was AEW this week. It was an okay show.
Yeah.
I don't feel like I'm getting excited for Revolution anymore.
I'm like, excited for...
Yeah, exactly.
I'm excited for Moxley versus Jericho. Not from a wrestling aspect, because like I said...
I'm excited for Pac versus whoever he fights.
If he fights someone on this pay-per-view.
He should.
But what else we got? What else was said? Cody versus MJF is going to be good.
Yeah.
You got to be thinking MJF's going over.
I doubt it.
He has to, because I know they don't know how to build talent. Look at the Butcher and the Blade. But...
They're not going to do it right.
No, they have to. MJF is the future of this company. He's like 24 years old. He's the future of this company. I think he's one of the youngest.
And he'll be 27 when they go out of business. It's fine.
They're not going to go out of business. They're not that bad. Have you been watching SmackDown?
Unfortunately, yes. And you're not wrong.
I'm not going to lie to you.
But they still double the viewership on SmackDown, and it's a far less good product.
It was an alright show. I mean, not the AEW episode I would have wanted to come back to.
No.
It's not a good hey, we're back doing podcasts again. You know, we were lazy this whole time. I had work. It sucked. But, yeah, I guess.
Yeah, so now we're going to move on to what I prefer. NXT. Because I am biased. I love NXT.
This week, yes, NXT. Well, looking back, I can't think of a week where AEW, for me, beat NXT.
No, I agree. I think but we've been NXT fanboys since, you know.
NXT is my favorite wrestling product.
Absolutely. So,
gee, I wonder who you guys thought won this week.
Yeah.
I went through main event v main event. Let's face it, this one is main event. AEW had one women's match.
Yeah.
And the Britt Baker promo, which we didn't talk about.
I covered it.
I get what she said was good. The context was good. I can't be a Britt Baker fan. I just... Anyways, they had one women's match. Well, NXT had three women's matches.
Did they have a third?
Mm-hmm.
Why do I not remember a third?
Because No, yeah, there is a third. You don't remember it because it was dumb, but we're not there yet. But NXT has the best women's division on the planet.
They really do.
So, like, I mean, AEW has a better tag team division because...
Yeah.
NXT has like three tag teams.
Yeah.
But anyways, let's jump into NXT where we have Trent Seven taking on Finn Balor because I guess there's a video where Finn was choking out Trent Seven with his car door.
From the night before, correct.
Yeah, which was pretty cool. Just like, hey, you stay out of my business.
Yep, because they got involved at Worlds Collide. So that's why. So then it was a very good match. Trent Seven's very good. Finn Balor's obviously very good.
What? No way.
I know, right?
Finn Balor?
I know. Crazy. You thought, you know.
I love Trent Seven.
I do too.
Trent Seven's a guy I just want to hang out with.
Yeah.
And that's why I can cheer him, because he just seems like a really cool dude.
Sadly, Trent Seven loses to Finn Balor. That's
another thing about Trent Seven. He always loses.
Yeah. But it was very good. Very good match.
Very good. Ended with the
coup de grace.
He's got a sequence now.
Yeah, the coup de grace.
He's finished the match. Shotgun dropkick, coup de grace, 1916. That's how he ends every single match.
Very remnant of a Shawn Michaels match. You know, elbow drop, kip up, elbow, sweet chin music, you know, same stuff. It's a sequence.
I get it. I'm just saying.
Same with the Cena, with the shoulder tackle.
It's an interesting way to end, like, I guess,
yeah.
Five moves of doom.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
But Finn Balor wins, just talk smack to the camera.
Yeah.
Setting up him versus Johnny Gargano at Portland.
Which I'm excited to see. That'll be a freaking awesome match.
Awesome card.
Yes. I really wish
I'm actually excited for that. Unlike Re-Evolution, which I don't even... Is that what it's called? Re-Evolution?
No.
Come on down to the Pin Me, Pay Me podcast where we shit talk AEW. The show we apparently like.
Dude, Darby Allin's my boy. I'm putting that out there right now. I love Darby Allin. All right.
The Broserweights have a promo.
Pretty much talking about how they're going to, you know, drug references that Matt Riddle likes.
They didn't make a single drug reference, actually, that time.
Oh, but well, I just assumed.
Did you even listen to it? Matt Riddle is great. This combination is great, Pete Dunne and Matt Riddle, because it's just, I look into Pete's eyes, and I see how happy he is, and it's just Pete Dunne looking like he's about to kill someone. They just,
yeah.
But Pete Dunne was in the finals for a Dusty Rhodes Classic 1 year,
because he's the king of hodgepodge teams, so.
Yeah, but this one didn't betray him. Anyways, the Broserweights have their match for the Dusty Rhodes Classic at the end, which is the main event.
Correct. So moving on.
Shotzi Blackheart versus Deonna Purrazza. And Shotzi Blackheart comes out on a mini tank.
Which was awesome.
So she's automatically my favorite wrestler of all time.
Yeah, that was so
just because that's great. Almost as good as Rusev coming out on an actual tank.
Nah, mini tanks are better.
It was great.
It was, and she won. She got her first NXT win
on Deonna Purrazza. What are they doing with Deonna?
Nothing now.
Huh. Almost like they should have kept her with Chelsea Green, and they should have been a duo
of a jobbing tag team. Great.
Doesn't matter. They should have been a duo.
I don't know. We never saw any of that stuff.
Yeah,
why
but
do you
everyone
care?
Liked it. I liked it. I loved it. I never saw it, but I loved it. Everyone else loved it. It's all over their Instagram and stuff. Like, it was great. I don't know why they separated them.
No idea.
You find out. It's not like Chelsea Green went on to do anything good. Moving on.
Later, though, I guess. Yeah, so what's next?
I got it. Okay, Keith Lee comes out to cut a promo. The new North American champion, Keith Lee.
Correct. Talking about, you know, how... Well, and the crowd started chanting, "You deserve it." And he goes, "You're damn right I do." Like, because he does. He absolutely deserves this.
Didn't they do that for the Edge promo?
Crap, am I confusing my
promo?
I was
about to say, like, he didn't say, I mean, they were chanting. Keith was a lot more over this week, though, because they kept chanting Keith while he was coming out.
Yeah.
During his song. Like, Keith, 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 Keith. Anyways, Keith rolls up. North American champion. Looks great.
Then
thinking he should have the NXT title too.
Then Damian Priest comes out.
He cannot cut a good promo.
What are you talking about? That promo was fine.
No. I take whatever I want, like a group of women. Does not sound good when he said it. Didn't sound good at all.
Thought it was fine. No. I've seen far worse people cut promos than that.
Not
company.
That good at promos. And then Dijakovic.
Dominic Dijak. Just call him that.
Well, his real last name is Dijak, so.
And that's what he went on the Indies.
I don't know why he's not Dijak now. Anyways, he comes out. He's like, if anyone deserves the next shot at the North American title, it should be me.
The guy who lost a lot to Keith Lee.
No, they're even right now.
Yeah, whatever.
So it makes sense. And they finally get to be on a takeover. See what they're doing on regular NXT? I can't wait to see what they do on a takeover.
Right.
So Dijak and Damian Priest have a match, which was a really good match.
It was very good.
I say what I said about his promo, but Priest can go. That's just two tall, big dudes going at each other.
Yeah. Dominic wins.
That Poison Rana, dude.
Poison Rana's are...
Diamond Priest. Damian Priest did a Poison Rana to Dijak, and oh my god.
It was beautiful.
Dijak, you're too big to be doing that stuff.
Nah.
He's gonna, like, spike his head one of these days, because he is super tall.
Until that day.
But it was a hard-hitting, fast-paced match, ended with a Feast Your Eyes. Wasn't stated yet, but he probably is taking Keith Lee on for the North American title.
In Portland.
Hopefully. Yes, in Portland.
So, all right. Moving on.
We move on to a really good Ciampa segment.
I loved this.
Where they're like, Ciampa, he's like, whatever, whatever. And then he's like, no, I'm going to be the challenger. I'm going to go take care of business right now.
Grabs like a pipe. And then, like, they, like, come back from commercial break. You just see the Undisputed Era minus Adam Cole laid out on the ground. And he's just, like, shirt ripped and just, like, angry. And he, like, walks to the back and grabs a table and pulls it out to the ring. Sets it up, sprays a giant X, puts a pen down to, like, sign the contract for the match. He explains what's going to happen. He's like, Adam Cole's going to come down here, talk some smack, and put through this table. And then I'm going to sign my contract to take on him in Portland. And, like, legitimately, word for word, it actually happens pretty much that way.
Well, yeah, because, well, Cole, and Regal comes out, and Regal's like, Cole said he doesn't care who he faces at Portland. Like, you could sign this contract. Like, Cole's like, I don't care. Cole walks up, tries to get the advantage on Ciampa, but then he does exactly what he says he does.
Yep.
Powerbomb through that table.
Signs it with his signature, and then he was bleeding from the top of his head, used his blood, and did the Fiend thing from, like, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I know. That's why
it's why it didn't feel as cool this week, but I still liked it.
Nearly as cool, because they just did it with the Fiend.
Yeah.
But and so that sets up the match for Portland. Portland! Yes. What was the epic announcement?
Yeah, like, they could be...
We all knew it was going to be Ciampa.
Yeah.
I thought they were going to swerve us. No.
No. Like, Isaiah swerving Scott?
I'd be okay with that. Isaiah swerve Scott versus Adam Cole.
Oof.
I'm not arguing.
Kill shot. Only learned that this week, by the way. Shows how horrible we are at paying attention. Sorry. Moving on.
He was wearing a mask.
Yeah. Moving on.
Can you guess what happened next, or do you need my notes?
Your notes.
Okay. We finally have a match between Tegan Nox and Dakota Kai.
Oh, yeah.
And this match was short.
Yes.
It was really fun.
Yes. But they did what they needed to do, but I expected it to be longer, and I don't know if it's over. I don't know if this is it.
Well, this is where... we'll get to it. Tegan Nox comes out. She's ready. Dakota Kai comes out with footage of her beating the crap out of her at War Games. And then pretty much from the start, these two are on it. They're fighting outside the ring, inside the ring. I love both these guys. Like,
so, ideal dreaming booking right now. This is how I book this. So, Candice LeRae gets involved at the end of this match, taking the steel chair away from Dakota Kai, essentially causing the distraction that leads to Tegan Nox winning the match. So, how I think this should happen is Dakota Kai next week. You don't get to... You got this win because I got distracted because you had help out there. I don't think that
she
should be...
She also hit Dakota Kai in the face with a knee brace.
Yeah, so she cheated.
Essentially. I feel like the role should have been switched here.
Agreed.
Because I don't feel like this rivalry should be off, but I feel like Dakota should have got the first win.
I think it should end in Portland in a steel cage. Nobody to interfere. The whole start of this kind of was about a steel cage in theory, it feels like it would be a good full circle finish for them.
They need to continue this rivalry, and Dakota Kai needs to go over in this rivalry.
Agreed.
Because if you look at it,
you guys have never booked Dakota Kai strong.
Well, not only that, your heel landscape isn't looking that good anymore.
No.
Because Shayna's most likely moving up. And hell, I won't be surprised if they take Bianca Belair too after the Rumble.
Right.
Like, the Portland could be it for her. She could be done.
Yeah.
And then you look at your heels, you got Io Shirai.
Who's awesome.
I'm sorry, that was it. Dakota Kai.
Right.
You need to start building up your heels.
The other four horsewomen that nobody cares about.
No one cares about them. They're not going to do anything. You need to build up these heels because your face is, your champion is a face.
Yeah.
Rhea Ripley. So you need to build up heels, and Tegan Nox will bounce back. Yeah. They're high on Tegan Nox, and she's good.
She is really good.
Like,
she's the only one who deserves to be wearing Captain Marvel gear.
I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it. Right. I don't want to talk about it.
All right, so moving on.
I feel like Dakota should have won that. I don't know.
I agree.
I feel like Dakota should have won this by cheating. And then the next match, Tegan uses the knee brace. And then the third match is the final. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. They should have stayed as Team Kick way longer than they did.
Yeah, they were an actual, like, they were like the longest tag women's team that, like, you knew about outside of the Iconics. Right? Like,
yeah, but they never did anything. Right, but they should have had a run with those tag titles for a bit.
I agree.
I think
tag titles need to be defended.
They split. I feel like the tag titles, women's tag titles should have gone to them. They have all these matches with people across all the brands. Mm-hmm. Then I feel like people would care more about that heel turn.
Agreed. Because
it was kind of abrupt. It was like, oh, okay, whatever. Okay. It's just not working the way they wanted it to.
No, it's not.
Which is, it's a damn shame, because I love Dakota Kai, but they don't do anything with her.
No. She's not a credible heel. You're not having her win. So, moving on.
Speaking of uncredible heels, and wow, NXT surprisingly doesn't know how to build talent. Chelsea Green takes on Caden Carter.
Yeah. Carter wins.
Yeah.
Via roll-up.
This is Chelsea Green's debut, like, match.
Essentially.
Yeah. And she was starting stuff with Mia Yim. So she goes in, she gets a roll-up, and loses. Like, she's a new talent. She needs to win. You've already established that Cade Carter is, like, a jobber.
Yeah.
She doesn't need the win. No. And like I said, building up your heels.
And there you go.
Like, okay, I can see it working if, like, Chelsea Green has been getting wins consistently and then was like over, like, because she was like this whole match, like, super egotistical, like, ha ha, I'm so good.
Yeah.
Have those matches to back up that she's good before she gets too cocky and loses.
Right.
Like, I'm fine with this storyline, but you need to establish Chelsea Green as, like, a threat first.
Agreed.
Not have her lose her first match with the Robert Stone brand.
All right, so now we move on to
the main event.
The Broserweights taking on the Grizzled Young Vets. Such a good match.
It was fantastic.
It was everything that I wanted out of that match.
Like, yeah, I'm not even a big Grizzled Young Vets fan.
Well, I'm not a Broserweights fan, so I get that.
I think how are you not a Broserweights fan?
Because
Pete Dunne, Matt Riddle.
Yeah.
Greatness.
I don't like hodgepodge teams. That doesn't matter. I don't get fair-weathered when it looks good.
This is a good one, though. No, because Joe and Finn, I was right to be pissed about, because Joe literally turned on him like a week later. That was dumb. Wasn't Finn the NXT champion at that point? He was. That's why I hated that. But these two have really good chemistry out of nowhere. It's great. I love it. Broserweights versus the Grizzled Young Vets.
It was a very good match.
There were so many, like,
it was just so good all the way across. Like, I can't think of a spot or a bad part of the match.
I really like the double ankle lock that the Broserweights gave.
Yep.
Because, like, somehow Matt Riddle turned the Alabama Slam into an ankle lock.
Yeah.
It was...
it was so good. The finish was with I like that they kicked out of the brutal ending, I think is what they're calling their finisher.
No,
it is the brutal ending.
Brutal end.
Oh, is that what?
Yeah, that instead of the bitter end, it's the riddle end.
Oh, the riddle end. I like that he kicked out. I thought that made the Grizzled Young Vets look really strong. I think that they were a team that I wasn't really high on. I watched NXT UK for the beginning of it, and I was like, I don't really care for them. They've really come around. I think they're a very good team. I still don't really watch NXT UK that much, but they could be a draw for me. I could really get into watching those dudes go at it again. I like
them. It's got your boys Flash Morgan and Mandrews.
I do like them both, too.
Yeah, and Gallus.
Gallus is a great team.
They got good teams. I just don't... I can't watch NXT UK.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it was kind of from the start. Like, we kind of knew the Broserweights were going to win this. They got t-shirts.
they do have t-shirts. And now they'll be taking on the Undisputed Era in Portland.
Yeah.
I thought they're...
Undisputed's losing.
I don't want them to lose.
The prophecy is crumbling. They're going to lose.
Yeah.
The Broserweights
are... Now, do you have Adam lose the same night, or do you hold off?
Well, like I was saying, I think Adams deserve to hold it till Mania weekend. And if they do end... If they do have the NXT Championship match on WrestleMania, which they might, who knows.
That I know could the be, women's title match might be.
We'll see. We will see.
Yeah.
But it's the fall of the prophecy. Roderick lost. They lost to Imperium. They're going to lose those tag titles, and that's how they're going to get us. It's like, oh my God, the prophecy's over. Cole's going to retain. And then somebody else, hopefully, my boy Keith Lee, takes on.
No. I don't know who I would rather it be.
Keith Lee, hands down.
He doesn't need to be in another title picture.
He can drop the North American title and win the NXT title. Doesn't matter to me.
All right, well, that was NXT this week.
Yeah. So, better show.
Huh? Hands down. It was the better show. There's really no competition.
The only thing I really didn't like on this was the Chelsea Green thing.
Yeah.
Everything else was fine.
Agreed.
Yeah.
So, who's your wrestler of the week?
It's Matt Riddle, dude.
Matt.
Hands down. Not only does he win the Dusty's Classic, he gets up in Brock Lesnar's... Okay, he doesn't get up in Brock Lesnar's face, but he has that whole fucking beef thing with Brock Lesnar.
So, my wrestler of the week, because it's the whole week, not just, you know, NXT and AEW, my wrestler of the week, Edge. Coming back. That's looking great. Like $1 billion.
That's a good one.
He was awesome. I couldn't believe it. I am still like overwhelmed with the fact that he's back.
One of my favorite wrestlers back here, yeah.
Yeah. So,
then he cuts a sick promo on Raw.
And then gets destroyed by Randy Orton.
Which is great.
Yeah.
It's all good stuff.
Did you watch that segment? I watched the
promo. I haven't watched the Orton killing him part yet.
Like, he even faked out doing the on the chair with the neck on the rope, like jumping off the middle rope.
Yeah.
I was like, damn! He didn't do it, and then did the concerto, which I liked.
Oh, yeah, that was, that's great.
Agreed. Then, match of the week. What do you got?
Well, it's gotta be the Rumble, doesn't it?
No. I would not give that as my match of the week.
From 16 on, the Rumble was my favorite match. That Brock shit went way too long. That shouldn't have gone past like the sixth guy.
My match of the week actually goes to Asuka and Becky. I at the Rumble, if you didn't watch it, to me it was a really good match. It really brought me back into caring about Becky. And granted, I haven't really stopped caring about Asuka. She's the thing with the tag titles have been really, really good.
Yeah, they just had to take this break because of the concussion, I'm sure.
Right.
Now they can get back to it and challenge
the Iconics. All right. It's really their only female tag team right now because
Fire and Desire, but they're kind of splitting.
Yeah.
Otis. The hard thing about this women's tag team division is you don't have it. You have Kabuki Warriors, Fire and Desire for the time being. Bailey and Sasha are already doing something, and you hate the Iconics. So it's like, you don't have a division.
No. But it's so easy to do, and you guys are so bad with this. I can't believe how hard...
I said, Team Kick should have won those tag titles.
Agreed.
And fucking took it to NXT, because NXT would have done something. Deonna and Chelsea Green probably would have been together going for those things.
You could have had them fight the other two horsewomen. Yeah, they're not great, but you could. They could have
still exactly. been... Exactly. I mean, that's where they won to get the title, but yeah.
Yeah. So, all right. But yeah, so that was my match of the week. Got anything else to wrap up the show this week?
We're going to end it with talking about our first match.
Ooh.
Not our handicap match, because I hated that. I don't count that. But our first match in tag team action.
Yes. Me and Jordan took on Joey Jet Avalon and famous Jordy Lee. Famous trash if you are a Wisconsin wrestling fan.
Well, yeah. Joey Jet Avalon is the best in the state.
By a power ranking that was done from, like, all the indies, he was the rated number one wrestler. He's the best wrestler last year.
Like,
and rightfully so. He was an easy guy to work with. I loved working with
him. And
Joey.
Now that I've worked him, the guy viewed as best in the state, I'm not nervous about working anyone else again.
No, it was nice.
It was a squash match, but that's okay. We needed the experience, and... Yeah, that was like our first match.
And they were awesome dudes to work with. They were very good about giving feedback. They were cool going over it again and again and again with us just so we all had it down. It was a very awesome experience. I took my first package pile driver. That was cool.
First and probably only.
You never know.
We'll see. We'll see later on.
Yeah. I loved it. I would easily take those two on again in a match. So, I would take on anybody now at this point, like you said.
We are booking.
Yeah.
So please email the Pin Me, Pay Me podcast or just message us on our Facebook page. We will take bookings anywhere.
Yes. I appreciate that. If it's out of the state, it'll be a little harder for us to take on, but we'll take a shot.
We need all the experience we can get.
Yeah. So, all right. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been James.
And we will be back next week. I've been Jordan.
Thank you for joining us on the Pin Me, Pay Me podcast.